Geelong Marine World post-match interview.
Geelong Marine World, cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Brandon Parford, kind enough to join us from inside the Cats room at the SCG. Brandon, Ian Cohen, Darren Berry, Heath Buck's been doing the stats, and Mark Neild also here. Well done on the win. Just to start off with, that third term is one of the best terms we've seen Geelong play.
Yeah, it was a good win in the end. That third quarter really got us going, you know, our mids. We're pretty good, and we got it going forward, and end up, you know, kicking a few goals and getting on the front foot.
Was there anything in particular that flicked the switch? Because the Lions had certainly bought the heat early. It was a high pressure, low scoring game, and then you guys just opened it up. What was the difference?
I thought we probably tried to chip it around a little bit, and it was a little bit wet, so we tried to go forward as much as possible, and I thought we got a lot of clearances out early and got us going. And I think we had the momentum going, and we were able to, you know, kick goals when we had the momentum.
Brandon, Darren Berry, congratulations again. I think you personally having a wonderful season. We're loving your pressure. Kicked a beautiful goal tonight. We were talking, Brandon, at halftime about exactly what you just said, how you were chipping the ball short. Not you, but the team. Missed a few targets, and it looked to be a real different environment in that third quarter. Was that something addressed by the coaching staff or the senior players?
Probably a little bit. I thought, you know, if we could keep the ball off them, they're a very quick team. I thought the conditions probably helped them a little bit when we were chipping it around. But I just thought, you know, when we were able to go forward, we were able to equalise the numbers and get goals, like I said.
Fantastic, Brandon. The strength of any really good team is their depth. And tonight, Sam Simpson comes into the side. You're probably not aware of this. The leading possession winner on the field tonight. We're really rapt for him here at K-Rock. That you wait for that opportunity. He's taken it with both hands tonight.
Yeah, exactly. He's sort of been the unlucky one, sort of missing out most weeks. But he's chipping away in the VFL the last few years, and I've always rated him. He's one of my good mates at the club, so I'm just so happy for him and Rap. And yeah, he was awesome tonight.
Brandon, Mark Neild here. Great work tonight, and a really good victory for the footy club. Outstanding play, mate. I'd be really interested just to hear from you in that second quarter. They jumped you a bit. They got out to 22 points and they were all over you. You couldn't touch the footy. In that situation, when that happens, can you just explain to our listeners, who are the leaders out there? What is said? Who says it? How do you get back from 22 points down to all of a sudden kick, whatever it was, 9 of the last 10 goals?
Oh, obviously, we got a great skipper in Joel who leads from the front. But I think, you know, majority of us know we sort of know when we're behind, we can always, you know, catch up and really, you know, give it a red hot crack no matter, you know, what the scoreboard says. And, you know, if we play the right way, we can sort of chip it away. And I think that, you know, really turned in the third quarter and we were able to get on top and just, you know, sort of smoke them a bit in that third.
No, you were very well described. You did smoke them a fair bit in that third. Well done. Hey, listen, we know it's weird and it's different. Can you just explain to all the Geelong people that are listening what it looks like for you guys now? Like, when are you heading to Perth? What's it look like after the game? All those types of things, please.
Yeah, great question. What I know is we're leaving on Saturday to go to WA. So we have another couple of days here still, and then head to WA for a month or so. So it's still sort of unknown, and I probably should listen in a little bit more to the meeting.
just catch just the bus, mate, and then get in the plane.
Be at the airport,
Brandon. We were having a bit of fun. Well, not so much fun. We were. I don't know if we were surprised at the intent of Gary Rowan in that first quarter. We were calling the fiery redhead. Man. I mean, he was just going at everything. Did you notice that out in the field, and have you had a chance to have a chat to him?
Yeah, everyone gets around him. He's a really, you know, talented player, and when he brings that pressure, he's pretty hard to stop. He's got, you know, some hot wheels, and he can run down anyone. So when he brings that pressure, he's a very hard player to, you know, play on. And yeah,
sorry, we're talking with
trying to make me laugh.
Well, they're doing a good job. Brandon Parford for Geelong Marine World. Cruising, fishing or fun, get on the water with Geelong Marine World. Brandon, on a different note, though, you were down too early. What's the situation with Quinton Narkle, and it also looked like Mitch Duncan as well?
It's sort of hard to say. I think Quinton hurt his hamstring he said it's not too bad, but I'm not too sure. And I haven't really spoken to Mitch yet, but hopefully those boys can recover up and it's not too bad.
And just as we let you go, after a celebratory one last week with obviously Ablett and Joel Selwood, and you know, you settle in, you get on the plane. What's the emotion been like this week for you, and how hard is it to try and control those ups and downs as you try and play good footy?
Yeah, it's been a little bit hard, especially in the past where we've been up and down, sort of struggled with consistency a bit. But I think everyone's mindset is just to, you know, take it by ear and trying to, you know, play each week like it's our last. So yeah, that's a mindset, and everyone's probably doing that a bit.
Oh, Brandon, safe travels across to WA. Good luck when you get inside that hub as well against the WA teams.
The Maggies next
Thursday. The Magpies as well. So good luck on that one, and well done on a big 6-goal win over the Lions.
No, thank you. Cheers.
Brandon Parfitt there joining us downstairs for Geelong Marine World Cruising, Fishing or Fun. Get on the water with Geelong Marine World.
Geelong Marine World post-match interview.